We'll start again the Gemara, Daf Nun Hey Omid Aleph, three lines from the bottom, by the two dots. Zog the Gemara, Omar Av Ami, Ein Misa B'loi Chet. There's no such thing as Misa B'loi Chet. Misa came down to the world because of Chet. Chet is Shoigig. Like Toys says, Hagzeh Ba'a Falash Koga. Ve'ein Yisurin B'loi Oven. There's no thing as Yisurin, inflictions, without oven, without an Avera. Avera B'meizit. It means Yisurin Negoyim. Yisurin Mechuorin. Has to be because of an Avera. Ein misa b'loi chet, because it says in the pasuk in Yecheskel, ha-nefesh ha-choytas itomus. The nefesh that's choyta is going to die. Without chet, you don't die. Ben lo yisa b'oven ha-av, av lo yisa b'oven ha-ben. There's no thing as a son because of a father's sins or a father because of a son's sins. It's only because of your own individual sins. Tzitkas ha-tzadik olav tiyeh, v'rish ha-rosha olav tiyeh. The rosha is the rosha and the tzadik is the tzadik. That is what you get punished for. So it's only, misa is only because of chet. It says, "Negoyim avoinam." It says, "Negoyim avoinam." Negoyim are yisurin ba'avoinam because of various b'mezid. So, the Gemara of Avnon Hamid Beis Meisvei the following question: Omru Malach Hashem to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Malach Hashem told the Eibishter, "He boinish shaloyim." Pipi ma'kon so kanas to misal odem rishon. Odem rishon, yitzir kapov of the Eibishter was canceled on him misa, not just on him but the deiros too. Why did he get misa? Omalem mitzvah kalat tzivisiv. I commanded him a simple mitzvah, not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. The overoler, and he was over on it. So that's why he got misa, because of the chet that he did. Omguloi, so the Malachi Hashor is told back to the Eibishter. V'aloi Moshe v'Aaron shekimu kol ha-Torah kula. Moshe and Aaron mekayim the ganze Torah. They didn't win any chatoim. Umesu, and yet they died. So the Malachi Hashor is asked the Eibishter, why did Moshe and Aaron die? Oh, the Marishan, you said why he died, because of the chet that he did. But what chet did Moshe and Aaron do? Omer lehem, so the Eibishter told back to the Malachi HaShogaz, Mikra echad letzadik velerosha letoy velera. Meaning there is no difference. The tzadik and the rosha all get the same punishment. That means even if you don't have chatoim, you die. And Moshe Aaron, be'etzim taka, didn't have chatoim, and yet they died. So Ebezoi, fact the Gemara, it's fair, and Rav Ami. Rav Ami said in Omer Aleph that Ain misa b'loi chet. Here we see yesh misa b'loi chet. Moshe Aaron died without a chatoim. And for the Gemara, who the Omar, meaning Rev Ami that said that ain misa b'loi chet, who the Omar ki hai tana. The following tana, the tana Reb Shimon Loza Omer, af Moshe b'Aaron b'chet omesu. The Ami that said ain misa b'loi chet v'ain yisurin b'loi ovoin, he holds like the Tana that says that Moshe and Aaron also was bechet omeisu. They didn't die because they didn't have a chet. What was the chet? Shenemar, yan lo yamantim bi lachdisheni. It says by the Mei Meriva, they could have been mekadeshem shamayim more if they would have followed exactly what the Eibishter said, right? To speak to the seller, not to hit it. Ho yamantim bi. But if you would have been mamin bi, if you would have done exactly like I wanted, adayin lo yigiyaz manchem lipotim in oilom, then you wouldn't have died. Because we take a hold now that someone who doesn't have chatoim doesn't die. Ein misa b'loi chet, he wouldn't have died. So we're saying now to Yisrael Yitzchak Machlokes, Rav Ami that says, ein misa b'loi chet, there's no such thing as misa without chet, he taka holds like the Tana that says, that Rav Shimon Loza that says, that Moshe Aaron b'chet ha-mesu, yan lo yimantim lak disheni. Zog the Mashor, what about the other Tana? The Tana de Malachi Ashores that says that Moshe and Aaron taka did not do a chet, and it's only because of Mikra Echad the Tzadik Belarosha, but they didn't die because of Chatoyim, it's because the Eibishter punished him without Chatoyim. It says we have a Farish in the Pasuk. It says, Yan lo yaman to be like the Sheini. So it says clearly that they had a Chet. So how did the Tana de Malachi Ashar say that Mikra Echad the Tzadik Belarosha? They only died because of Mikra Echad the Tzadik Belarosha, but not because of Chatoyim. The Pasuk says it was a Chet. Zokta Mashah, this chet would only connote that they would not enter Yisrael because of this chet. But not that they would have died. For this, they wouldn't have died. The fact that they did this chet of Yan Le'amantim, they were only punished, they wouldn't enter Yisrael. But mitzad Misa, that's only because of Mikra Echad L'Tzadik L'Rosha. And he holds, you can die taka without a chet. Zokta Mashah, Meisvei. Arba Meisu Be'et Yishol Nochosh. There were four people that died because of the Eitzah of the Nochosh. The Nochosh gave the wrong Eitzah to Chava. And that's how Misa came about to the world, with the Eitzah Das. So four other people died only because of the Etesh of Nochosh. That means that they wouldn't have died because of the Chatoim. They died because Misa was Nigza on the Welt, only because what took place was Chava, the Eitzah of the Nochosh. But mitzad them, they did not have any Chatoim. They only died because of that original Gzeira. So again, it's a kasha and Rav Ami. Rav Ami said in Amud Aleph that ain't misa b'loy chet. Here we see that these four people died even without chatoim. They don't have their own chatoim. They only died because of the original gzeira, because misa came about in the world because of the eitz and advice that the nochash gave to Chava. Be'et yeshal nochash. So who are these four? Zog the Gemara, arba meis be'et yeshal nochash ve'elu hein. Binyamin ben Yankov, Amram, Avi Moshe, Yishai, Avi David, and Kilov ben David. So these are the four. Binyamin, Amram, the father of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yishai, the father of David HaMelech, and Kilov ben David. In Gilin HaShas, he adds on also Levi. Levi also, there's a fifth one. Al Kaponim, we see clearly that these four died even without Chatoim. Either these four or these five, but they died without Chatoim. Not like we said before, that ain't Misa B'loi Chet. All of these that we just mentioned, it's only a Kabbalah that we know that he died by Etish HaNochash and not because of the Chatoim. Levarmi Yishai Avi David, Yishai, the father of David, is the first Pesach, the Mefarash Beikho. It says in the Pesach, the Chsiv, Ves Amosho Shem Avsholim Tachas Yoyov Hat Saratzovo Vamosho Ben Ish Ushmo Yisro. Amosho was the son of a person called Yisro, HaYisraeli, Asheboyel Abigail Bas Nochosh. Abigail was the sister of David HaMelech. She was called the daughter of a Nochosh. Achois Tzruyo, Eim Yoyov, Chibas Nochosh Avoi. She was a daughter of a snake, of a Nochosh. What's the name Nochosh? Valoi Bas Yishayhu, Avoi. Dichsiv, Vachyoseyen, Tzruyo Vavigayel. So we see clearly that she was the daughter of Yishai and yet was called Bas Nochosh. Elot Bas Misha Meis Be'etish Nochosh. She was referred to as the daughter of a Nochosh because her father Yishai only died because of the Etish Nochosh, because of the eights of the Nochosh that he gave to Chava. But not because of his Chatoim. He did not have a Chet. So the Gemara explains now the Kasha that we're asking Rav Ami. Rav Ami that said, Ein Misa B'loi Chet. In fact, the Gemara, Mani. Who is this Brisa like that we just said that Arba Meisa Be'etish Nochosh? I Lema Tana de Malach HaShoretz. If this brisa of Arba Meisa Be'etish HaNochosh, that they died without Chatoim, is like the Tana of the Malachi HaShoretz, that Moshe and Aaron did not die because of Chatoim, but rather because of Mikre Echel Letzalik Belorosha, and Le'olam they did not have Chatoim, like the Abish had told back to the Malachi HaShoretz, it's only because of Mikre Echel Letzalik Belorosha, they died without Chatoim too. So Eba Zoi, so why are they not mentioned in this brisa? This brisa mentions Arba Meisa Be'etish HaNochosh. It should have said six. It should have said Moshe and Aaron too. Vayikra Moshe v'Aaron. So, because they also did not die because of Chatoim, according to the Brisa of the Malach HaShoretz. Talmud the Malach HaShoretz. So why is it four? It should have been six that Meisa Be'etish HaNochosh. Why only Arba? So Elamai, it's not the Talmud the Malach HaShoretz. Elo, this Brisa is according to whom? Elo Lav Reb Shimon Elozi. This Brisa is according to Reb Shimon Elozer. Now, Reb Shimon Elozer, we said before that Moshe and Aaron Bechetom Esu. Because we said before, who the Omeke Haitana, Reb Shimon Elozer said that Moshe and Aaron also died because of the Chet. Yan Le'emantem like the Sheni. The Tana the Malach HaShoretz learned Yan Le'emantem would not be a reason that they would chayv Misa. That would only be a reason, like the Mashal says, they wouldn't enter its soul. But Misa, they would not be chayv for that. But the Tana the Reb Shimon Elozer says clearly that Moshe and Aaron Bechetom Esu because Yan Le'emantem. So if this Bryce is the Kong to Reb Shimon Elozer that says that Moshe Aaron Bechetom Esu, and yet, even though Bechetom Esu, he agrees that there are four that died without Chatoim, but upon him, either way, we see Shema Mino Yesh Misa B'loi Chet V'Yesh Bisurim B'loi Oven. We see upon him, there's Misa without Chet. They died without Chatoim. These four. So it's a kashan of Ami that says that Ein Misa B'loi Chet, that without Chatoim, you wouldn't have died. Here we see Arba Meisa Be'etish HaNochosh. So Shema Mino Yesh Misa B'loi Chet V'Yesh Yisurim B'loi Oven U'Tyufta Rav Ami Tyufta. So Tois Radio points out it's only really a Tyufta on the Misa B'loi Chet on Yisurim B'loi Oven. We did not really ask a Tyufta from there. So it seems to imply that once one of them is upgeschlocked, is refuted, so who had then that Yesh Yisurim B'loi Oven is also refuted, and it shach to have Misa without Chet and it shach to have Yisurim without Oven. So what are these Yisurin if you don't have Averis? These are Yisurin Shel Ava, that the Eibush is Miyasir a person in order to give him more Schein Olam Haba, like Rashi says in other places, and that's the Yisurin Shel Ava. Now the Tap Tosa says that you're telling me four people died by Etish HaNochosh. What about the famous Pasuk in Keheles? Every person has a Chet. What do you mean, Ein, the Arba Meis of Etish HaNochosh? They didn't have any Chet. Zok Tosa says, B'roi B'nei Odom Komar. Most people ain't tzaddik ba'aretz ashiyastu, but there are exceptions. Arba meisa be'etish al nochash, they taka no chatoim at all. Zog di gemara, Om Rav Shimon ba'nachmeni, Whoever says that Reuven was chata with the maisa, with the bed of Bila when he switched, because of covered of his mother Leah and the shifchas Rachel, he switched the beds. So that's a mistake if you say he was chata. And vayishkav doesn't mean literally; it just means that he switched.
Zok d'gemal kolayim Reuven chata ein alatoya shenemar. It says in that same pasuk, vayihu bnei Yaakov shnei mosar. It suddenly says in the same pasuk that there were 12 sons of Yaakov. Melamed shkulim shkulim ka'achas. And not that Reuven was chot. If he was chot, he wouldn't have been shokol like the other svatim. So what's the pshat in the pasuk? Alamani mikayim vayishkav es bilo pilegesh oviv.
It seems to imply that he was chote vayishkav with pilegesh oviv, with bilo, with the maidservant of Rachel. So the Gemara says, Avada doesn't mean that. Alamani mikayim vayishkav es bilo pilegesh oviv. Melamed shebilbul matzoi shel oviv. Meaning, umalal because of kilu shochav imo. He was mevalvel the matzoi shaloviv. He was moich on the cover of his mother. After Rachel was nifteres, after she died, so Yaakov went to Bila, to the shivchas Rachel, and he felt that's a pgiah in his mother. It's bad enough that my mother has a tzora Rachel. Now you're going to go to the shivcha of my mother's tzora. So umeli was mevalvel, he switched around the bed, that Yaakov should be with his mother, with Leah. And that's the Vayishkav. Not that he did a Maisa Vera. Just he switched the bed, just Malala Kosov Kilu Shocha. But there wasn't no real Maisa Vayishkav. And he only did this for the cover of his mother Leah, that Yaakov should be with his mother and not with Bila Shivchas Rochel. So Yitaka wasn't choite in the chet of Vayishkav. He might have been choite in the Pachas Kamayim, in the Pekir in his father's covered, that he switched the bed of Bila. But not in the chet of Vayishkav.
Zog the Gemara, Tanya Reb Shimon Lozer Oymer, Mutzel Oysa Tzadik Ma'oysa Oven. Reuven was saved from the sin. How could it be? It's impossible that he sinned because his descendants stood on Har Evel. They say, they're the ones, Reuven's shaved is standing on Har Evel and saying the clawless of if someone is Shechivim Eishes Oviv. So it can't be that he was Nichshal in this chet. So both Yovek Chetzel Yodim and his descendants are saying this. Elamani Mekam Yishkav is Bila Pelegesh Oviv. So what does it mean by Yishkav? Zog di Gemara. Elboin Imoy Tova. He was Tevea de Bizoyin of his mother. Omar, he said to himself.
Imachois Imi Hoyset Tzora Li Imi. If my mother's sister was a Tzora, my mother Leah had a sister Rochel. If she was a Tzora to my mother in her lifetime, so Shivchas Achois Imi Te Tzora Li Imi. So now the Shivcha of my mother's sister, the Shivcha of Rochel, which is Bila, she should now also be a Tzora to my mother. So Omad Ubilbil Es Matzoi. He went and he took the mitzvah of Yaakov from the oil of Bila and he placed it in the oil of Leah. And like we said, that was the Bilbil Yitzui Oviv. That was the Pachas Kamayim. But it wasn't the real Vayishkav. It was switching the bed of Yaakov from oil Bila and placing it in the oil of Leah. Zog the Gemara weiter. Achayim oimrim shtei matzois bilbil. There were two beds that he switched. Achas shel shchina v'achas shel oviv. There were two beds in the room.
There was a bed in the room that was also meant for the shchina. Yaakov Avinu knew who to be with because of the bed of the shchina. Whenever the shchina was there. V'hayin rechsev, oz chilalto yitzui aloh. I'll take Yitzui El Yitzuai. Take that out, I'll come on. But the point is, that is referring to the second bed. Zog Dimol Ketanoi, this is Machlokes Tanoim. If Reuven was Chota or not, state in Posik Pachas Kamayim Al Toysar, that he jumped the gun, he was very hasty, like water. Rabbi Loza Oimer, Pachas is Rosh Hatevis, it stands for Pizzaso, you were quick, Chavto, you're Chayev, Zalto, you were Mezalzel. You're mezalzel in your father. Reb Shua Oimer, pasato al das, you stepped on das. Chatoso, you sinned. Zoniso. So here it's mashma that he chet, that he was choyter. It says zoniso. Reb Gamliel Oimer, pilalto means you davened. Chalto is another lotion of vayichal, you davened. Zorcho, tfilosho, your tfilah was accepted. Tfilah was accepted that he should not be choyter, zogdrashi. Li notzim in achet. That was the tefillah. Here we see that he wasn't chayta. He was saved. He was saved from the chet. Your tefillah was accepted. Omer Gamliel, the Gemara says, Adayin tzrichan on lemoidoi. We still have to come on to Rabbi Loza ben Medoi. Rabbi Loza Medoi Omer, hafoiches ateva vedorsho. Switch around the word pachas and dashin as follows. Zizato, you trembled. Hertato, you what's it called? You were her tato. Hetata means you backed up, you went back from doing the chet. Porcha chet mimcha. Chet went away from you. So again, you weren't choita. So we're saying now that the second man, the Omegam Gamliel, that says pilalto chalta zarachta tfiloscha, it was, you have to come on to a Beloza Medoy that says clearly that you backed off and you turned around and you trembled and the chet went away from you. Rava Oma v'amil Rabbi Yema ba'aba zacharta oinshe shel dovar. You remember Zion is zechayat oynish over the pachas of Zion. You remember the oynish of that cholisa atzmecha choli godel, and you made yourself sick over this, to prevent your yetzer from doing chet. Pirashtem elachta, you prevented chet. So it's a machlokes tanoim. Here it says clearly that you did not, and the first time it says Rabbi Elazar oymer posta chavto zalto pasato al das chotisa zaniso. Rabbi Elazar says, "Bad, you're not like that." Zogt mal Ruven bin Eli, this is Simon. Ruven bin Eli bin Shmuel David the Shlomo Yoy Simon. These are all different Simon in the Gemara. Zogt mal Omar Rab Shmuel bar Khmeno Rab Yonison. Kol Omar bin Eli chotu. Whoever says that the bin Eli, the children of Eli were Chofni and Pinchas. If whoever says that they were Chayta, it says in the Pasuk also that they were Yishkavu. So it doesn't mean they were Chayta. It's Ein Alatoya, Shenema. It says v'shem v'shom shnei bnei Eli, chofni u'pinchas kahanim l'Hashem. They were the ones when women came to bring a korban yaledes, the kinim, the birds. They held them back. They didn't bring the offering so quick, so they held them back from going back home to their husbands. So it's ke'ilu chatu because they stopped them from pir v'givit to go back to their husbands. So that is what the pasuk is miyachas them to. So in that place it says that. It says in the pasuk Ashiyishkevun on that they were lechotu. Ela mevazim kochim oyu. They weren't makter the chelav. They held it back. They figured from the birds you don't get much less. From a real behemoth you get much more to kanim. Get much more to eat. So they pushed it off. They procrastinated bringing the fegalach, the kinim. So for that they were choyte taket. The mevazim kochim. But mitzat the chet of Yishkevun avadet it was toya. Zog the Gemara. Sovalo, k'rav. This is like Rav, the Omer Rav Pinchas, the Omer Rav, like Rav said, Pinchas loichoto. We know there was Eli and Pinchas, Chofni and Pinchas. Pinchas did not do a chet. And makish Chofni to Pinchas. Once we know Pinchas loichoto, we compare Chofni to Pinchas. Ma Pinchas loichoto, just like Pinchas did not sin, af Chofni loichoto. Elamani mekam eshi yishkevun es anoshim. It says ashki yishkevun es anoshim. They were shaykh with the noshim. What does that mean? So like, well, we take she show as kineim. Since they prevented their birds from being brought right away, the korban yaledes led us. And they weren't able to go back to their husband to Mekayim Pir V'Givya Ma'ilalein HaKosim Kilo Shochum, as if they held them back and they were shoych with them, but they weren't. Zog the Gemara Gufo Marav Pinchas Loichoto. Pinchas wasn't choyt in the Issa V'Eshes Ish Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk V'Achyo Ben Achituv Achi Ikovet Ben Pinchas Ben Eli Koin Hashem. So it says clearly they were Miyachas, the enikel of Pinchas, all the way to him Ben Eli. Now, zok the mara efshe shechot shechet bali yodoy. If Pinchas was choit in the isav eshes ish, va'akosim miyachzoy, and the kosim of the pasuk gonna be miyachas his descendant all the way to him as a mila. If he was choit in ish, it can't be that Torah would miyachas to him. Why? Va'loy kvar nemar. It says in the pasuk already, legabi someone who's oivan the is of isarayas yachis Hashem lo ish asher yaseno erva oinam me'ole Yaakov. The Eibush will be yachis, he'll cut off to a person asher senu erva oina me'ole Yaakov u'magish mincha l'Hashem tzvokos. Im Yisrael, if the person that does this aveira is it from Yisrael, so lo yiloi er b'chachomim. He's not going to be an heir, a chorif, to understand amongst the chachomim, to be more halachas. V'loi oina b'talmidim, or he won't be someone that will be able to answer amongst the talmidim, the questions of the talmidim. V'im koinu, and if this person that's a boil, that does it, isarais, is a koyin, so li'eloi ben magish mincha. He will not have a descendant that's magish mincha. And over here, clearly it's miyachas, the posuk is miyachas, Pinchas is enikol to him. So how would he have a ben that's a magish mincha, that is a koyin, that he does the avoida? And over here, clearly the posuk says that Ve'achy ben achitov achy kovid ben pichos ben eli yakoyin Hashem. He was magish the mincha. He did the avoda. So zogt gemor el alav shma mino pinchas lechota. So we see clearly pinchas was not choita in the is of eshes ish. And the gemara says over here that just like pinchas was lechota, so hu adin chopi wasn't either. So zogt gemor. So what's up shad in the pasuk el haksiv ashi yishkavun? It says ashi yishkavun. It's mashma that chopi and pinchas were choita both together. Zogt the gemara yishkavein ksiv. You have to read it b'loshin yochid that the oilam pinchas taka wasn't chota. Because Pinchas, we brought a raya from the Psukim that he wasn't Chayta because he couldn't have a descendant. That was Meyachas to him. But Chofni was. So it's Loshin Yochid. Yishkev Enksiv. Zog the Gemara, Voksiv, El Bni, Kiloi Toiva Hashmua. Meaning that the father, Eli said about what he heard about El Bonai, about my sons, Kiloi Toiva Hashmua. So it's Mashma clearly that both sons sinned. Zog the Gemara, Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Beniksev, no, you have to read the Lashon Yochid. It's only referring to Chofni and not to Pinchas. Fact, the Gemara Voksev, there's a pasuk that says, Ma'avirim. It says over there, they were Oiva Avera, they were Ma'avirim with Hashem. So it's mashma that they were both Oiva Avera. So the Gemara, no, Omer Avuna Bredi Avishua, Ma'avirom Ksev. Again, you have to read the Lashon Yochid, only referring to Chofni, not referring to Pinchas. Now, Tosfos Rabbi points out that Hashash Shalonu Cholik Al Asforim Shalonu. Our Neviim clearly do not say Mavirom. So it says Loshen Rami. Don't say Mavirom. Rashi also bavorns is the bottom of the Rashi. The last two lines of Rashi is like Rashi Mavirim Lav Loshen Avera. He's saying that it's even though it's not Loshen Rami, it's not going in Avera Bichlal. El Loshen VaAviru Kol BaMachne VaOchikomar Loi Toiva Hashmua Asher Noichi Shemea Es. It's going on the Klal Yisrael, it's not going on them. Meaning, Ma'avirim Loshen Rabim, Va'am Hashem Koi, V'lava B'nei Eli. They're Oivrim, V'loi Ma'avirim Etzacherim. Meaning, they were Oivrim, not Ma'avirim Achem. But the point is, it was Loi Toiv HaShmua that the Klal Yisrael is Ma'avirim and Machrizin and Koivim Aleichem and talking bad about you. But the point is, Zok Rashi La'olam, the Girsa cannot be connected what it says in our Novitaka. So it's Mavirom Ksiv, so it means that it's not referring to them, Akoponim. It's not referring to them, it's referring to Klal Yisrael, or it's Loshen Yochid. But it's only going on Chofni, it's not going on Pinchas. Zog de Gemara Voksiv, it says clearly in the Pasuk, Bnei Belial. It says Loshen Rabin, Bnei Belial. And for the Gemara, Mitoich Shehoyla LePinchas Limchas Lev Chofni. Pinchas should have been moicha on Chofni for the maisa that Chofni did do in Eishes Ish. V'loi Michani wasn't moicha. Malal v'kosev kilu chota. That's as if he was choit in Inyan, like we had in the last Gemara, that if someone is able to be moicha and he's not, it's malal v'kosev kilu it's al shmoi. And Tosis points out over here, mitoch shal l'pinchas limchos, that this argues on Rabbi Yonason that said that shneim lo chotu. Before we had Rabbi Yonason that said they both weren't choita. Kol ha'oyma de b'nei eli chotu, both were not choita. It's only malal v'kosuv. Here we're saying in the maskana that Pinchas taka wasn't choita, and it's only shoyla limchais b'chofni. So it's malal v'kosuv. But one of them was choita. Zaktais zu poliga Rabbi Yonason doma shneim lo chotu. We'll stop over here, the bottom of the Omid Nun Hamid Beis.